الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear and sisters, we have been talking about the issue of choices and the fact that what choice we make is always in our power, and therefore it is important to make the right choice. What is the right choice? How to understand that? In order to explain that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His kalam. He sent His kitab, which He called Al-Furqan, which means the criterion, which means the standard on which the choices are to be made. I remind myself and you, if you go to any graveyard, you go to any qabristan, and if you look at the headstones on the graves, irrespective of the religion of the person, usually on the grave headstone will be written two dates, which are separated by a dash. So there will be 20th of October 1955, dash, and then there will be some other date. If you look at it, if you think about it, that dash is our entire life. One is the date, because the date of birth, dash, date of death, that dash is our entire life. And therefore, this dash is very, very important. Now, if you think about it linguistically, dash is of course another word for hyphen, but dash also means a sprint. You dash to some place. And if you think about life, that is what life is for most people. It's a sprint. As soon as your eyes open, you hit the ground running, and you keep running until the eyes shut, and that's it. For most people, life is a sprint. And that is the reason why life is led as if you are sprinting. When you are sprinting, there is no time to watch the scenery, there is no time to reflect, there is no time to think. You are just running. Now, my submission to you and my reminder to myself is that even though I am taking some poetic license with the word dash, life does not have to be a dash. It is not necessary to live life as if it's a sprint, as if you are sprinting. Life must be led thoughtfully. And because life should be led thoughtfully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us a criterion based on which we should think. And that is the Quran. And what is this criterion? As I said yesterday also, even in the Jummah, we need to choose consciously what we want to do. We need to choose what we want to say. We need to choose what we want to do. And that is not on any particular auspicious day that we need to make this choice. This is 24/7, every single day, every single moment of our life must be passed, must be led thoughtfully. And that's why, Islamically speaking, ghaflat. What is ghafla? Which is thoughtlessness. Ghaflat is something, it just happened. You know, if you say, well, from yesterday Fajr to today Fajr, Alhamdulillah, we prayed both of these salawat in the masjid. If I ask myself, what did I do? Maybe I can list most of the things I did between yesterday's Fajr and today's Fajr. But if I change the question and say, what did I gain? Or if I ask another question and say, what was the effort of the conscious decisions I made? Then the answer is not so simple. Between yesterday's Fajr and today's Fajr, what I did gain is some weight, I think, because I had a phenomenal lunch and I had a phenomenal dinner. But other than gaining some weight, what else did I gain? So the point is that if we And if I extrapolate this example into business, any businessman or businesswoman worth the name knows at the end of the day what was my business. If you don't know that, then this is you are a crazy businessman. I mean, you are not a businessman. Because if you are a businessman, you must know on a daily basis what is my business. Today, how much money did I make? Or what? How much sale did I do? You know, that is absolute basic requirement of any businessman. No matter how big or small the business. They say that Sam Walton used to ask the store, not the store managers, but the shop floor assistants this question. How much money did you, what was your sale yesterday? He would just suddenly turn up in any Walmart and he would talk to the clerk, he would talk to the sales girl or the sales boy on the counter, and he would say, what was your sale? And by your sale, he meant the sale of the store. And the only concession was that you were allowed to pull out a piece of paper from your pocket and read out the number. If you could do that without reading out the number, good for you. But even if you read out the number, that was fine. But if you did not know, then you were in trouble. And he's talking about Walmart, I mean the largest retail organization in the world. So, on a daily basis, you must know what your sale is. So, what about our life? The Jannah does not depend on the sale in Walmart. It depends on how I lead my life. My Jannah is based on my life. So what did I gain yesterday? That is the issue of dash. But if I am running my life like a sprint, then I don't know. My whole life is led in ghaflat. One thing after the other, transaction after transaction. And that's what has become with most of us and most of our lives. It's one thing after the other, like on a treadmill. You run all day and you are still in the same place. Because nothing has happened. Huh? In the days when they used to build these, when we used to build using lime, calcium carbonate, as the mortar, as the cement, we had these, you had a bullock which used to walk round and round in a circle, and there was a big stone wheel which used to turn, and that was how this limestone was ground. In a circular trench. Urdu mein kolu ka bail bolte hai usko. It goes round and round and round. So if you measure the circumference of the circle and you multiply it by the number of times the bull went around that, you would say, well, you know, this bull walked 50 miles today, but he's still in the same place. And this is before treadmills were invented. So this was, but now we have all become those bulls. We run on the treadmill and you are still in the same still in the same place. And that is the sad story of our lives. I mean, I'm not saying you guys, I'm saying generally speaking, that this is seems to be the story of our lives, that we are all running on treadmills and we are exhausted by the end of that, and our heartbeat has gone up and blood pressure has gone up and everything else. And what do you have to show for it? Nothing, because you are in the same place. You haven't gone one inch forward. Now my submission to you and reminded myself is that this is not why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah did not create us for us to run on treadmills, figuratively speaking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to do something, to achieve something, to change this world, to make this world a better place, to bring about decision making based on morals and ethics and compassion and so on. Now if at every single level, and that's why yesterday I was saying it's not simply enough to sit and point a finger at you know, this ruler and that ruler. We have to look at ourselves and say, what is it in my life that I am doing? And that's why I keep on talking about justice, because as some of the Mufassirin have written, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not remove a king or a ruler, or does not remove a hukumat because of shirk. Even though, I mean, shirk is the worst of the crimes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not remove a king because he was committing shirk. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes a person if he is unjust. Justice is the number one requirement. And irrespective of who, justice applies across the board in Islam to everyone. There is no special standard of justice for Muslims and another standard for non-Muslims. It's the same thing across the board. And that's the reason why we have to think about our lives and say, what is it in my life that I'm doing? And remove all the injustice from our own lives. That injustice has to do with us, it has to do with our families, it has to do with whoever we deal with, the people who work for us and the people we deal with on a regular basis, how I drive my car on the road, how I park my car, wherever I park my car, how I, even in the masjid, may Allah forgive us, we are unjust in the masjid also. We come into the masjid and then you pray in such a way that you are causing a nuisance for everybody else and you are, oh no, I am praying. You are praying, but I mean there is a place to pray. You pray in the walkway. You pray in the tariq, in the place where people are supposed to walk. So where will they walk now? On top of you? I mean, seriously, we have to think about the way we behave, we create injustice all around us. And that's something that we need to think about. And say that we have to live our lives thoughtfully, without ghaflat, without thoughtlessness. And that's why thoughtlessness and ghaflat is a sin. And ghaflat is ghaflat with life is ghaflat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any kind of ghaflat is really being ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who is thinking about Allah Jalla Jalal, who cannot be ghafil about anything. And that's the reason why the description of ihsan is to live your life as if you are seeing Allah. Because if you live your life as if you are seeing Allah, then you will park your car as if you are seeing Allah. You will stand in a place where as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will talk to somebody as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It translates into our entire life. But if we get used to living in ghaflat, then we live as if there is no Allah. We have not denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala materially or verbally. But you are living life as if there is no Allah, as if there is no meeting with Allah, as if I can just live my life anyway, nobody to question me. That's not the right thing. So therefore, if you think about this dash, the two dates on the gravestone, and that dash between the two gravestones, that is our life. And that life is the most significant, the most important part of our entire existence. It is not the sum total of our existence. It's a very small part of our existence. But it is a very, very critical and important part of that existence. Just because it is small in duration doesn't mean it's not important. It is absolutely the number one most important thing, because this is the only time when we have a chance to do something about the rest of our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is beneficial for us. Because if we do what's beneficial for us, then alhamdulillah, that is forever. And we ask Allah to protect us from that which does not benefit us, and most of all to protect ourselves from ourselves, to protect ourselves from our own nafs and from shaitan and the wasafis of shaitan and the wasafis of the agents of shaitan, so that we do not do things which have consequences which are forever, and that is negative consequences forever. We ask Allah to save us from that. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.